It is time now for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, our kids question of the week, designed as always to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, as well as just a great way to start a conversation, not just with children in your life, but also with friends and family. The segment is made possible by Glee Kids, now open in Southern Village. Be sure to shop there for kids' clothing, books, toys, games, and gifts. Glee Kids offers big style for your little one, and you can shop in-store or online at gleekidschapelhill.com. For this week's Kids Q, I'm joined in the studio by two important members of our 97.9 The Hill team, Jack Carmichael and Aaron A.J. Johnson. Happy Wednesday, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Hello, hello.
I don't know if I would consider myself important. I am ancillary to the running of said station.
I think you're important because you help us keep the lights on. You help us.
That's easy. You just flip the switch.
That was my joke. I was going to say you make sure we press all the right buttons to make sure that the lights stay on and people can hear us out there on the air. You're going to be important to answer this question, AJ, because I think this should be a good one. Today's kids' question seems to be Halloween themed. It is, what are the best and worst treats to get while trick or treating? Trick or treating, of course, a Halloween staple for many, and I imagine that a lot of people have varying answers here.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go around and start with the best. What would you say are the best treats you can get while trick or treating, AJ?
Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Okay. That is not what I was thinking
That's
of right
thinking
out the
outside
gate.
The box.
Rice Krispie treats.
Why is that your
babe? Oh, man. So when I was a wee lad and we would go trick-or-treating, there was always the one house just up the road from where I lived that when you would go up to the door, they would have two things sitting there waiting for you. On the one side was the bucket with the candy with, you know, the very nice note saying, take only one or whatever. It was an honor system. You didn't have to ring the doorbell or anything like that. But on the other side was like a little coffee end table that they had put outside the door. On it were two plates. Both of them had Rice Krispie treats. One had chocolate drizzle on it. And the other one was just plain Rice Krispie treats.
Ooh.
With another note saying, take one of each.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Always wanted to go to that house.
That's awesome.
There you go. That's a cool house because they figured out the thing that none of the other houses are giving out.
They found the life hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have my own story, but it's not treats. So I'll circle back to that at the end. Jack, what would you say are the best treats one could get when trick or treating?
I'm definitely a chocolatey guy. If you give me chocolate, same. I'm gonna be happy.
Same here. Yeah.
But there's one that stands above the rest for me.
Okay.
Which is the Twix bar. That's the only chocolate bar that's got that cookie crunch in there.
It's true.
And I would expect most people to say something like a Reese's peanut butter cup, which I will admit is very good.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
I'm ambivalent on Reese's cups.
Really?
Yeah.
Just not a peanut butter and chocolate person?
Probably. I guess that's more than likely what it is. Yeah, I've just never. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'll eat one if somebody gives me one. That's not an issue there whatsoever. Just, yeah, I've never been the one to go out of my way to get myself a Reese's Pieces cup.
You ever throw one in the freezer?
Of course.
That's a tasty treat right there.
That's really
Snickers
good.
Snickers bar in the freezer is better.
That's really good.
Mm.
I think. I mean, I'm with you, Jack. When it comes to chocolate, when I would trick-or-treat as a kid, like, I was not picky. I had no preference in any of those. I will say, though, I was always pleasantly surprised for those who gave out York peppermint patties in trick-or-treats.
Ooh,
I'm a York
like
person.
I
mint chocolate chip is my favorite type of ice cream, so
Were you
I
born
like
in
those.
1945?
No.
What the heck
on.
Is going on
come
over
on.
There?
Again, keep that year in mind. Let's circle back to it at the end
He's
of
like,
this.
He's like, side note.
I have
discovered
a story.
I
have a story for you.
Here's
so
a story.
I always liked York just because it was pretty rare to get those. I also think that...
For a reason.
I also think that Halloween was probably most often when I got those little, like, I think they're called Runts. They're hard candy shaped fruit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's the only time I ever got those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I was
a
fan of those. I don't know if they're the best, but they're probably some of the ones that I was always surprised and pleasantly surprised when I got in my trick-or-treat. Okay,
those are cool.
Those are cool. So you said you're kind of ambivalent on Reese's Cups peanut butter chocolate. Would they qualify as the worst treats to get, or do you have something
nowhere
else?
Close?
Okay.
What's your worst? What's your worst candy?
97.9 Hill's assistant news director L. Karras is going to kill me for this.
Uh-oh. Oh my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Oh my goodness. Don't say it. Don't.
Candy corn.
Said it. Come on. Come on, AJ. Come on.
There are worse treats. It is flavored edible wax. That is all it is.
It is sugary goodness that is festive.
I will admit that it's not all about the flavor for me.
Because there isn't any.
I do like the flavor. I would argue there is a very specific flavor, honestly. But it is about, you know, when the candy corn comes out and the little pumpkins, it does make me feel like it's that little 2-week window where that candy is acceptable to eat, at least in my house growing up. And that makes me excited. Just the seasonal thing. Just like how when Starbucks brings back the pumpkin spice latte, it tastes better because I haven't had it for 9 months.
I think that is an excellent analogy. I don't think I'd be as ride or die for candy corn as I am if it wasn't a holiday exclusive thing. It's like you have 1 month in the year to eat it. If it was normal to eat year round, I don't think I'd like it as much.
I accept both of your reasonings. Still wrong.
I can't fault you for hating candy corn, because I think a lot of people do.
Yeah,
I know you can't fault me because I'm right.
Well, I think candy corn lovers are probably the more inclusive.
Weird. Yes, we know. We've discovered this in this conversation.
So, what's the worst treat to get in your book, Jack?
I have never been a big fan of the Laffy Taffy.
Oh,
really?
That Laffy Taffy.
That's my favorite candy-related song.
No, oh, nice. But you just don't like the actual candy.
I do not, especially if it's a banana-flavored Laffy Taffy.
Well, I will happily take those from you.
So, but here's the thing about that. Banana-flavored anything, typically not good if it's not an actual banana.
Banana
in
pudding?
My personal
I'm
opinion.
A fan. I'm a fan.
Yeah, but banana pudding... But that's got bananas in it.
That's true.
That's what gives it the flavors. It has bananas.
There's probably not a real banana in my Laffy Taffy.
Faux banana flavoring, just as faux any fruit flavoring, typically doesn't actually taste like the fruit.
But there's no banana-flavored Twix, so I mean, like it more.
Have you considered maybe taking a banana and hollowing out the middle and putting a Twix in and eating it?
That honestly sounds delicious.
That does sound pretty good.
Maybe stick it in the freezer for an hour or so
shouldn't be inventing new treats. That's got to be another
kid's
cue.
Yeah. All right, to quickly wrap up my worst, I think I've never been a big fan of Smarties or sour candy, so those I think
really?
Would be
No on the Smarties, huh?
Smarties are like chalky. If you bite into them, I feel like they always get stuck in the back of my throat. They just leave like some dust there. I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze.
They just leave some dust
when
there.
It comes to Smarties. But I want to get to the story. So similar in the neighborhood I was always trick-or-treating, there was a house that did something special, like the one with the Rice Krispie treats. In the year 1945 is relevant, as you mentioned, because this house would always give out wheat pennies to kids in addition to candy. Wheat pennies, for those who don't know, are pennies, the U.S. currency, made before the Lincoln Memorial was constructed.
Right.
And so the back of them just says 1 cent instead of having the picture of the Lincoln Memorial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think some kids probably see it as probably the worst treat you would usually get. But the older I got, the cooler I thought it was, because I had a couple years worth of wheat penny collections saved up.
Wait, they did this every year?
They did this every year.
Where did they find so many wheat pennies?
I think it was an older family, or at least a family that, you know, who was very close to the grandparents and stuff like that. And so they just had a lot of money. They had a lot of pennies and change saved up, and that's what they do. They give them out in little baggies as well. It wasn't just like loose change
they're not just giving you one penny.
Candy. So I always remember that, and I don't think it's a best treat. I don't think it's a worst treat, but it's one of those Halloween and trick-or-treating things that I always
remember.
That's
actually really cool.
It is. So we've got this week we've got a full house of kids participating in our kids question, and we're about to hear their own response to this question. So thanks to Alex, Mira, Nina, Annika, Lucy, Amelia, Isla, and Sam for responding to this one. Let's hear their thoughts on what they think the best and worst treats to get while trick-or-treating are.
So the worst treat is rotten apples. The best treat is one whole gallon of ice cream.
The best is definitely Reese's Pieces, because those are just like my most favorite Halloween candy ever. And the worst, I would say, is Starburst, because I have braces, and I really like Starburst, but I can't eat them, obviously, so just like getting those would be really sad.
Just probably a pencil, and the best is a Milky Way bar. The worst, I'd say, is probably getting sugar-free Jolly Ranchers, and the best is probably a Twix bar. The worst is getting one of those things that are sugar thingies, sugar sticks, and the best is probably Jolly Ranchers and Starburst.
The worst treats are Heath bars, and the best are Skittles.
The best are Skittles, and the worst are the little nut things, the one with the like little almond things, with the little almonds.
What's your favorite?
Snickers.
Snickers? Yum.
Those are some great responses there.
Nice.
Great responses
Good
there.
Good stuff.
The kid with the no sugar-free Jolly Ranchers, that child is my spirit animal. You know what house to avoid, and it's the one handing out sugar-free anything on Halloween.
Yeah, they've got a toothbrush they're giving you, too.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Here's your sugar-free Jolly Rancher with your small travel-size toothbrush and toothpaste.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Thanks, my mom and dad got me on the toothpaste and toothbrush.
I like the ice cream answer.
Yeah, the ice cream answer would be awesome.
Also,
whatever house is giving out gallons of ice cream on Halloween.
Also, that poor child that's walked up to a house and was apparently given a rotten apple.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Well, yeah. You really got dealt a bad hand, and we are sorry that the universe did that to you. Hopefully this year will be better.
Were right. That is the worst tree.
That is possibly
the worst tree.
Well, no, pencil could be worse. The one
pencil
that said pencil.
Least useful. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you can hold the rotten apple on it so you don't have to touch it.
Well, it's so much fun to hear those kids engage in these conversations. And it's fun to have these conversations ourselves every Wednesday here on 97.9 The Hill. So if you're looking for some fun questions to ask the children in your life, be sure to visit chapelboro.com and look for our full Kids Q archives. Again, Kids Q is presented by Klee Kids, now in Southern Village. Be sure to follow them on Instagram at Glee Kids Chapel Hill to learn how your little one can join the conversation on the air, just like those children we just heard. Jack Carmichael, Aaron Johnson, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.